5-star shipping line. Summer cruises. Yes, sir. Yes, we have a wide variety. There's one here to the Canary Islands, 173 guineas inclusive. No, sir, I didn't think you wanted to buy the boat. Just tell me how much you wish to spend. Is that all? And you want the first 2 weeks in August? Right, sir. Well, I've never lost a customer yet. I'll fix you up. Oh, and will you remember to pack a shovel? You'll be on a coal barge up the Thames.
It's the Al Reed Show, presenting Life with the Lid Off, or...
There must be another way.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Al Reed.
It's an expensive time, isn't it, this time of the year? When you reckon it up, who'd be a husband? Just look at the bill you've got to pay. You've hardly got Christmas over and there's your income tax coming up. Coal bill, electricity, they're all there behind the clock. And this is the time the wife chooses to say, "Have you decided where you're taking me for my holidays?" They don't alter wives, do they? They're all the same. Come on, I want a decision, but it's the same every year. I send for the brochures, you get me all worked up, deciding between Italy and the Costa Brava, and come July, we finish up paper in the back bedroom. Well, I need a holiday if you don't, and you're not dragging me to Blackpool again. I've seen enough of that Golden Mile. If I walk past those sideshows once more, they'll be having me in one. And come from behind that paper while I'm talking to you. I'm listening. Well, look at me. I wouldn't care, but they manage 2 holidays a year next door. And they always go somewhere exciting. Oh, well, he let lucky. Let lucky? I bet he doesn't get half what you get. And they can both come back from Portugal brown as a berry. She was showing me a colour photographs again last Friday. And she doesn't forget to rub it in, you know.
And where is he taking you this year?
I nearly told her. Run me to Southend and give me a plate of Welch. You think I'm in paradise. Now, there's no... No, well, I'm having a proper holiday this time if I have to go on my own. I'll book a coach tour and get off with somebody, see if that'll shake it. Now, that's enough. You think I'm going to say... Have you finished? It's time you... Have you done? I'll have a week somewhere if it's only... Oh, go to... Thank you. Have you ever heard anything like it? We do go through it, you know, we husbands with your wives. Mind you, to be fair, we men do need a bit of coaxing. And she's quite right. It's the man's job to fix the holiday. But even when you've decided where to go, you've still got to book your accommodation. There's only one way. Ring up.
Oh, 3 doubles would do. As long as you've got a single till Tuesday. Or, if you like, you could make it 2 doubles and 3 singles until the Friday. Yes. Just a minute.
He said we can have 3 doubles and 2 singles till Thursday, provided one can move out to a single, or... 4 doubles till Friday, if we don't mind one of the boys sleeping with us, Jack.
Just a minute.
I don't know. What do you think? Wait a minute, but what about your mother?
Just a minute. Could you make it 5 singles till Tuesday? 2 doubles and 2 singles till Friday? And we could put a camp bed in one of the other doubles until the chef's half day. Yes. I see. Just a minute.
He said we can have 7 doubles in a single until the Monday if we don't mind moving out on the Thursday. Or a double and 5 singles if we don't mind sleeping 4 in one bed.
Just a minute.
Well, what do you think?
Just a minute. Who? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, a fine holiday that would have been. That was the Royal Infirmary. Don't half get some excitement. But, you know, the police have some tricky situations to deal with when it comes to chucking out time. Everybody's entitled to have one or two, we know that. But when they have to be carted off to the police station, the law demands that the police doctor should be there to examine them. And it's no picnic for him if he gets one of these to deal with. Yellow bird. Till I am the mountain tree. Yellow bird. Just look what you've done to me.
Hey, look out. You can cut that glass of water trick. You're going to balance on my nose. You've had that. Fill it with best bitter and I'll show you a trick or two. Now, look, for the last time, are you going to say Aberystwyth? Why, Sodda? I'll say Rill twice for you. That's fair enough, isn't it? If I say Rill twice, cheers for Sylvany.
But nothing me.
Hey, you with the chalk. If that's supposed to be a straight line, how many of you had? Look, are you going to say Aberystwyth? I'm saying nothing till I get my mouth organ back. I'll sing you one out of the top 10 if you like. I don't want to hear anything about the top 10. That's your trouble. You're not with it, man. You want to go, man. Go, go, go. Go. Go, go, go.
She was the one day tripper. One day sticker. One day ticket. Day tripper.
Boing, boing, boing.
The one day.
I like that. My favorite. I could murder it with the guitar. I could murder it with the guitar. Listen. I've left my wife in a very warm bed to come and see you. I wish I'd have known it was as warm as that. I'd have come to see you. I saw a mouse creeping.
Click, 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 click on the bed. A little mouse with flogs on.
Hey, you over there, what are you going to do with that balloon? How are we having the party? I've read about... Give it to you. I'll blow it up for you. Hey, somebody had a go at this balloon before me. I can taste scotch. Here, sample that. Hey, when you get to the draft lager, it's mine. Are you going to say Aberystwyth or give all that?
If I rule the world.
If I rule the world, we'd have a different arrangement here for a start. Hey, is that the time? I've missed my last train.
Where to?
Aberystwyth.
You know, we men, as soon as we're ill, come on, be fair, we do need a bit of looking after. And have you noticed, it's the wife who cops for it every time. What a scene when you're helpless, flat on your back, and she's only trying to get you to take what's good for you. It's a bit of a performance. Are you going to swallow that pill or have to get a doctor and make other arrangements? They're all the same wives, aren't they?
It's no use, love. I can't swallow it.
You don't shape. It says on the box, take 2 pills every 30 minutes. I've been coaxing you since last Friday. You haven't got the first one down yet. And you're not having any more whiskey to swill it down with. I'll leave you with a bottle while I run to the chemist. I come back and find you've drunk all the whiskey and hidden the pill under the carpet. Now, see, get that pill on the back of your tongue and swallow. Swallow, go on. You're not swallowing. You can't. See, take your mind off it. Think of something else. Your tongue's trying to get it down and you're telling your brain not to bother. Now, clench your teeth like that. Clench your teeth like that. Go on, clench your teeth. Don't leave the pill on the outside. And put that glass down. Put it down. If you drink any more water, there'll be no room for the pill. Now get ready to swallow. Come on, get ready. And don't cough whatever you do. If that pill goes under the wardrobe again, you fetch it. Now, swallow.
It won't go down. It won't.
I don't know. Look, you can just make your mind up. You're having that pill inside. You have to get a tube and blow it down. Now, get it back on as far back of your tongue as you can. Go on, get it as far back on your tongue as you can.
I can't find it.
Well, where is it then?
I think I've fallen it.
You can't have swallowed it.
Well, I can't find it.
What's that in your hand?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, see, get your head right back. See, have a sip of water. Now, I'll put my hands over your nose and your mouth, and when I pump your back, you swallow. There you are. We should have done that in the first place. Can you feel it going down?
I haven't put it in my mouth yet.
Look, I've no patience with you at all. See, give me that box. Give it me. I'll show you how to take a pill. You put it on your tongue like this. You swallow. And it's gone. But wait a minute. Where did you get these from? These aren't pills at all. They're mint imperial.
Friends and neighbours. I mean, there's some very funny neighbours when you ring it up. We've all got them.
What about those 2 women who get stuck over that back garden fence?
They're pulling somebody's life to pieces. And if you notice, there's always one with plenty to say while the other one can hardly get a nod in. Anyway, I told her straight, I said... I said, don't you come round here looking for trouble, I said. You'll find more than you've bitten off you can chew. I say, you'll find more than you've bitten off more than you can... I say, you'll find you've bitten off more than you can chew.
She went white. She said, you've always had a down on her, Norman. I said, have I? I said, I don't even know you, Norman. I said, when? I said, I've never even spoken to him.
I said, and while we're at it, I said, don't you go spreading tales to our Annie about their Frank with our Gladys. She said, I know. I said, haven't you? I said, I've never forgiven you for that. I said, I've never forgiven you for that. She says, well, how is it there's always a light on when he's on night? I could have... I could have smacked her face. I said, no, I said another thing. I said, I could have opened your eyes from top to bottom. Good. If you're going on the train, there's nothing like a quick cup of tea while you're waiting to catch it. All you've got to do is to go in the station buffet. That's if you can get served. Was yours coffee with no ham? They've all gone. With cheese and tomato, egg and tomato, lettuce and tomato, and tomato and tomato. That'll be 1 and 9. Don't take that spoon away, love. Who keeps cutting the string? Oh, look at this, Nancy. Another lot coming in through that door. That's 2 trains on 1 platform. It's not fair, you know. Veal. I don't know what sort of sandwiches these are. You just have to guess. Don't put that... Elsie, don't put that parcel on there, love. Do you mind? Don't put it on there, love. I sliced one up the other day and it was a knitting. Don't keep shouting. You'll all get served. With sugar. You mustn't take that tea out with you. You're wandering off when I checked up last night with 3 cups and 247 saucers. Are you next, love? Well, I'm sorry, but it's no good bringing it back when you've had a bite out of it. You what? Fruit crush? Well, it means opening one. See, will you not keep pushing? You what, love? Do you mean one of these or one of those with icing on? Nancy, don't sell that pie. That's the one I brought with me. You won't carry 4 cups, love? And who's left this glove on here? No wonder they keep asking for chocolate fingers. Don't keep shouting. You'll all get served. Nancy, run round to the loudspeaker girl and ask her to announce the train's just departing. And Nancy, when you get back, for goodness sake, put the kettle on. Let's have a decent cup of tea.
But you know, these motorways have made a big difference. It's a terrifying moment when you're in the middle lane and your car comes clanking to a shuddering halt, with cars whizzing by either side of you. What are you going to do now? They must have known a thing or two when they put those telephones every mile. Hello? Hello? Are you the motorway rescue service? Oh, good. Help! Bum? Yes? Can you come and get us? No, honey, we've got her mother in the back and we've jacked her up and drained her off and she's still screaming. Hello? You what? Where are we now? Well, it's somewhere between London and Birmingham. Yes, we've just come under a bridge. Well, it's difficult to say. We're by the side of a field. A field. If it's any help, there's a cow in it. Yes. Yes, it's sitting down. I'm sorry. That'll only mislead you. It just got off.
The number written on the box. Is this it? S-47. Wait, what a pity. If it had been box 13, we might have won something.
Hello? Hello? Oh, yes. The AA? Oh, we're in the AA. But I'd better tell you. I think I might have upset them. I might have upset, yes. Only they stopped saluting me. Yes, well, I'd be quite prepared to apologize.
Only, if it's because I nearly knocked one of them off his bike, I didn't see him till he came round the corner. Yes, well, we've read the book where it says they'll tow us to a hotel. Only, she fancies that one in Colwyn Bay. Hello?